Phipps, and I am joined on the phone now by a very special guest. I am very excited to welcome from They Might Be Giants, John Flansburgh is here. Hey, John.
Hey, Matt Phipps. How's it going?
Oh, my goodness. It's going great. Let me just say this, John, and I don't want to get too deep here, but when we were deciding on the headliner for our, you know, what is really our biggest show of the year, we thought about, you know, just how difficult and dark and kind of scary 2017 has been so far. So we really wanted to go the other end of that spectrum for one hot summer day in Newburyport. And, you know, I went to the musical Rolodex of all my favorite, you know, fun bands in my mind. And right there at the top of the stack was They Might Be Giants. And to have you play our festival just means the world to us. And I'm sure to the legion of fans that you have in this area. So thank you, John. And we're looking forward to this Saturday.
Well, I'm looking for our endlessly long political diatribes from the stage, telling people how to live, and it'll be fun correcting everyone as you know, people in rock bands are wont to do.
This is true. It's our annual free show, for those who don't know, this Saturday at Waterfront Park in Newburyport. And John, this really is a homecoming for you and John, as you both grew up in Lincoln, Massachusetts. Can you talk about meeting him and your early days there at Lincoln Regional High School?
Oh, sure. Lincoln Sudbury Regional High
School. Lincoln Sudbury, you're right. That's right.
The Warriors is the team. You know, we both worked on the school paper. I mean, the mid-70s was a very funny time to be in Massachusetts. There was a lot happening kind of on the local scene. I mean, I went to the Rathskeller a ton with John and other friends in Boston. Like, we all had fake IDs and you know, Cinderella licenses, and we would just charge into Boston and see the real kids and Ready Teddy and the Car. I think I saw the second performance the Cars ever did at the Rat.
So
there was a lot of, punk rock bands at that in 1977, and a lot of bands from New York, a lot of bands from Boston that were kind of coming up right then. And in general, it was a pretty shaggy thing, although there was a lot of really inspired performances. But the Cars basically came out to play on stage at the Rat like they were, playing it. A stadium, you know, completely different level.
They were stadium ready. But yeah, so you and John met, and was it, I know you guys didn't work together, you know, right away professionally, but was there a connection there that you felt when you first started playing music with him?
I mean, that professionalism is a very big word. you know, we just were into music and having fun. John was in, you know, quote, a real band. John and I just did kind of home taping projects for fun, and that was the thing that kind of kept going and turned into They Might Be Giants.
Studio album number 20, right?
We've been working on a lot of music, and you know, 2018 is going to be a very big year for us. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff this year. You know, we're playing New Year's in Brooklyn, a couple of big shows then, and we're doing this, and you know, we're just doing the shows that we can't say no to that are just like too sweet.
Nice. Well, we're glad. We're flattered then. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it's going to be a blast.
For those just joining us, we are chatting with John Flansburgh from They Might Be Giants. They, of course, headlining our Newburyport Riverfront Music Festival this Saturday afternoon. We have so much to cover in so little time, but I just want to say, your music, really, John, has stood the test of time just because there's nobody else who sounds like you, so that obviously makes sense, that it's going to stand the test of time. And it's captured such a wide audience from, you know, longtime old guys like me to your phenomenal children's albums. It really must be cool for you guys to go back and forth between the grown-ups and the kids' dinner table. as it were.
I mean, just it's fun just from a writing point of view to be able to write for very different audiences, and we've done stuff for TV as well, and that, it really keeps it going having these different kinds of projects. We actually have did a song for the SpongeBob SquarePants musical that's going up on Broadway in December.
Oh, excellent!
So, we've even got that going on.
A great full circle moment took place earlier this year in a video that went kind of viral when the Young Voices Choir performed Birdhouse in Your Soul. It's like 7,000 or 8,000 kids belting out that song.
Up with this thing. The song was actually a chart hit in England, so there people have this very sentimental attachment to that song. Anybody who's, you have a song that is in people's lives that way, you know, it was really like just part of the texture of life in 1990. And so when those kids sang the song, I think for the parents, they're just all like puzzles, you know. It's like my youth.
Newburyport Riverfront Music Festival is this Saturday. It's at Waterfront Park in Newburyport. It's an absolutely free show. It is gorgeous. The weather, by the way, John, looks amazing.
They're talking good. I'm glad to hear it.
They're talking like sunshine, 75 degrees right there in the water. It's an afternoon
Perfect.
Of music. It's going to wrap up with They Might Be Giants at 5 o'clock. This is really special. Thank you so much, John, for doing this. Thank you for joining us today. And from all of us diehard fans, thank you for the great music.
It's really our honor. And thanks just for supporting us for so long. We really appreciate that.